the next item, number 33, please.
Item number 33, project number WM016, Milwaukee Public Museum Facade, page 102.
Mr. Bannister has spoken to us about items 32 and 33. Would any supervisor like to ask further questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let's do that. Mr. Bannister, thank you for being here, sir. I'm glad this is in the capital budget. What funds do we have in place as things come up? If there's additional costs are identified, problems are revealed, do we have a way to accommodate that if they come up, as they come up?
There are the major capital items which have been cited and given to the board. At one point, I believe it goes over $20 million to the complete building. Smaller items come in play, let's say $100,000, similar to maybe the airport security systems, the update with technology and all, they would come into play also in adding that to the five-year plan as we have in the past. What we do in place, we have automation system, building automation system, and we're installing our portion of a facilities management work order system to actually schedule machinery for their internal functions that I take care of the operational maintenance of.
Okay. In particular, say we find, or you guys find something under the marble, some structural problem, or it might be less than a structural, but something needs to be dealt with. Does that come from this capital allocation then?
Yes, the capital allocations, the structural to the building that's owned by Milwaukee County. One of our major faults of the building, as you may know, is that's critical, is that the Kilbourne Tunnel is directly underneath a portion of it. And there are some effects to the building itself. So those are brought to the attention of the great team at A&E, just mitigated through putting in requests in capital.
Okay. Well, best of luck, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any Supervisor Jersey?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. I'm just wondering, could you tell me what your title is in the organization?
My title is the Director of Facilities and Security Operations. I have a background in design engineering and electrical, and am certified as a designer.
I'm sure this is a challenging job for you.
I have to say, just in closing, I've enjoyed working for the county as a private individual all the way back to the days of the airport, and maybe Mr. Bateman might remember me as back in those days as being just an electrician.
So this is one of your retirement jobs, right?
Yes.
Those of us who take retirement jobs.
30 years later, I'm still trying to help the many, many different facilities here in the county.
I thank you for your service. I think people our age do have something to bring in our retirement jobs. But could I ask you also, currently the museum is without a director, is that correct?
That is correct. Jay Williams will be retiring soon.
Okay. And hopefully the process of bringing in a new person. We had both the Historical Society and the Public Museum where I think that those director jobs are very challenging. And, I would almost, and I don't know if you're the right person or maybe I should be talking to the supervisors that sit on those boards. I mean, we have some real challenges with regard to institutions like the Public Museum. And at the same time, we're talking about building yet a new basketball arena. And I just don't know that our constituents and the citizens of Milwaukee understand the challenges with regard to these great cultural institutions and the tremendous amount of maintenance that goes into this. So First of all, thank you for your service, but I think there's a story that's not being told out there.
You're probably true about that.
Thank you.
And I take it to heart about cultural institutions. It's something I've done in the last year of college in touring of Europe and museums and never knowing that I'd be taking care of one.
Well, I'd love to see Tim Shee from Milwaukee Metropolitan's Chamber of Commerce spearhead some kind of fund drive for all our maintenance issues with regard to these culturals. Wouldn't that be great?
We have wonderful ones here in Milwaukee, and we'll continue to have them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Bannister, would you fill out one of these cards, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Item number 3.